Show. Keeping your money safe and secure. Giving you predictability. Have the retirement you deserve with our Safe Money Strategy. All the financial news you need. We're here to help you succeed on your Safe Money Show.
Welcome to Your Safe Money, the show that helps you plan for and thrive in your golden years. I'm your host, Todd Schoberg, and today we're going to be diving into 12 things you need to know before you pre- or post-retirement. That means before you retire or if you're in there. If you're years away from your retiring or enjoying your retirement, this episode will be packed with tips to secure your financial future and make the most of your time. But first, let me introduce my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Todd Schoberg. Great to be here. We're going to have a great show. I can tell the energy is good, Todd. And I know you've been busy, but you're bringing it today. I can tell.
I'm ready for this show. I really am. These are some of my passions about planning, and we're going to dig deep into them. And I'm going to tell you right off the bat, we have 12 things to talk about, 12 different issues. And if we don't get them finished today, we're going to bring them back week after week until we do finish all 12. We'll recap every Saturday morning until we get through it.
Yeah,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But Tony and I have a habit of talking a little bit much about everything we see. So see and hear, I should say. So yeah. We're going to start with a few gratises to the public, because I want to say thank you very much for listening to the show. I get a lot of feedback and it's been really positive, and you're letting me know what you want to hear. That's what I want to hear from my listeners. So please get to my website, yoursafemoneyshow.com. Leave me a message. We'll get to those subjects you wanted me to talk about, but it's up to you to get back to me. We have the resources you want to know about, you want to learn about. So just get on our website, yoursafemoneyshow.com, and we'll go from there. But we got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah, we do. I mean, just the things you need to know before and after you retire, that's huge. And Todd, I know this is where you really get passionate, and this is what you do day in and day out. And a lot of people don't know about these things or think about them because they're only going to go through the process once, but you do it every single day, working with people in the community every day to help them through this process and come up with plans for the process and avoid costly mistake. So that in and of itself is exciting to me. It's going to be a good show. Now, what else did you want to talk about? Before the show, we brought up the government shutdown. What's going on there?
I don't talk about this much, but I'm a commissioner here in Kanaba County, and we had a meeting this morning, and we were talking about what happens with this government shutdown. Well, I found out that in November, if we don't get back open, our food shelves are going to get attacked. We have hundreds and thousands of people actually that are going to be using our food shelves. My big comment here is that if you've ever thought about or even had an inkling about donating food or cash to your food shelf, I think this is a time you really should make that sacrifice and give up a little of the good for someone else. The thing is that if we don't do it early, they're going to run out. And if we're talking November, which gets towards our holiday months, which the food shelves need more assistance during that time. Now with the government shutdown, we're going to need even more. So the more you can, I'm going to write a check. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to write a check to the food shelf this week and give it to them, because I don't know what food they need. And I know when you give a food shelf money, they can buy more than what happens when you bring things in. You know, they can find deals on vegetables and soups and produce and all those types of things if you give them cash. But if you're just going to give them a food donation, that helps too. Don't let that hold you back. But they're going to need help. I heard one county has over 200,000 people that are going to have to be using food shelves because the programs are going to run out of money. They got to get off their rear ends too. In Washington, not the food shelves.
Oh, yeah. No, in Washington, the congressman, that's what I want to add. I mean, I appreciate the insight about the food shelves. That's a real potential crisis. So people in the community, now is the time to donate to those food shelves, right? I mean, that's really, really important. And I'm glad you brought that up. So our listeners are aware of that need that will be happening. And the thing I want to bring up is where I start to get a little hot under the collar, Todd, and I don't much. I'm calm, even guy. I don't get political. I'm not one of these guys that goes online and argues one way or the other. And I'm not being partisan at all. But our congresspeople need to get their butts in gear and get back to work. No, they shouldn't be taking breaks right now, which they are. There are people's lives being affected. There are essential government workers that are not getting paid right now and working, but still not getting a paycheck. And I really have a problem the longer this goes on. I think it should be a rule that Congress has to stay in session until they come up with a plan and a solution. And I just think that our listeners can do two things. You mentioned they can donate to the food shelves. That's a huge need. And then they can call their congressperson. And I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. Call them both. Call everyone who represents the state of Minnesota and your local congresspeople and say, hey, fix this. Get the government back open again. I think if everybody did that and they saw, hey, if you don't get the government back open soon, you're going to lose a lot of potential votes out there.
And that's the way it seems to get their attention. That really is.
Somebody if enough people start calling their offices and writing it, emailing them and calling them, that does make a difference. If they're hearing from constituents, if they start hearing from a bunch of people, it's going to make a difference.
Absolutely. And we have to get in their ear and put that there so they get their butts in gear. And I'd also put this in, if you're voting next time, know who's doing what and what they're doing for you. And I would say if they put in no pay for them, that I think that would just be fine too. If they're not getting paid, maybe they'll react a little faster to these situations, start negotiating and get this government back on track. And that's not pointing a finger at anybody. That's just a plain fact. They got to get to work. They got to talk. They got to work it out so that this government runs and is funded properly.
I think so. And I think that's a great point. Again, the food shelf is a need. Donate to the food shelves, canned goods, things like that. Email or call your congresspeople.
Yeah, nobody should go hungry in this country.
No. Never, we have for more any
food. Yeah, that's just not right. And So do what you can do. I'll feel good about it. You'll feel good about it. And then hopefully they'll never need it and they'll use it for the holiday rush.
There you go. I think that's great because there's going to be a rush.
That's great. So let's probably get to our topic. Like I said, we're going to talk about this till we get it done. And we're going to be thorough about each one of these points. So the 12 things you need to know about pre and post retirement. Number one, first up, let's talk about the power of starting early. And this is compounded interest. So if you know anything about compounding interest, we're going to go through this. But the sooner you begin saving for retirement, the more time your money has to grow through compounded interest. Here's an example. Saving $200 a month, starting at age 25, could grow to over $400,000 by age 65. That's assuming a 7% annual return. And if you wait until you're age 35, and that same savings might only reach $200,000. Now, what is compound interest? Compound interest is interest on your interest. So you're investing your interest. The next year, you're getting interest on that interest, and so on and so forth until the day you retire.
And it keeps compounding year after year.
Yeah, so you're getting that return and it grows quickly. Here's a quick example. If you want to double your money, take $100,000, get 7% interest, use the rule of 72, divide that out. How many years will that take to double? 10 years.
10 years.
And you can do the reverse and you can see how long it takes you to double. You can do it with 5%, 2%, whatever. How long is it wanting? You divide it by that, you'll see how long it takes to double. If you're getting 20%, figure it out. But make sure you call me. Let me know where you're getting that 20%.
So the first thing you need to know is save early and save often.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. The best thing is to use is retirement plans. You know, take advantage of employer-sponsored plans like 401ks, especially if they're matching your contribution. That's free money. You put a dollar in, they're giving you a dollar.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you have to do that. And if you're self-employed, look at SEP IRAs or solo 401k. And what that does is it keeps that money out of touch. And I don't know if you understand that, but if you can't touch it because you put it away in some of those retirement accounts, there's big penalties to pull it out early. So
pay yourself first. If it goes directly from your paycheck into those accounts, then you never see it. So it's like you never had it. You're not going to miss it. And you're paying yourself first before you start paying bills or going out to eat with it, buying the coffees, whatever, right?
Absolutely. Have it taken right out of your check.
Yeah.
But the key here is to start. You know, if you haven't started, start now. It doesn't matter, even if it's a small amount. Right. You have to start. And what happens? It breeds reaction. You start putting money away and you start seeing it grow. It's fun to see your money grow. And you continue to do it and you get more aggressive at it. As the older you get, the more you want to put away, the bigger that number is, the better you feel about yourself. You better about your retirement, better about your future. All things go well when you feel good about yourself. So start that today. And starting usually is the biggest problem. I know that there's automatic signups now when you start jobs that have 401ks. Don't take that away. You're taking away your future when that happens. Think about it. And if you want a plan, let's put a plan together. I have nothing today, what happens when I put 200 in there, 400? You can do the math too. You can put it on a piece of paper, but reach out if you need the help. But you have to start. Number two, you have to create a retirement budget. And I've had clients time and time and time again come in and say, well, I don't know. We haven't really used a budget for the last 20 years. We just seem to have money at the end of the month, and that's okay. Well, no, it's not okay. You need to have a retirement budget before you retire. Estimate your expenses in retirement. Will you travel? Will you downsize your home? You have to factor in healthcare, hobbies, daily living costs, food. You know, you're going to eat. You have to have it. You know, and a common rule is that you'll need 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. But you have to realize, I know a lot of people are going, oh, that's not even possible. Everybody's different. You know, you need a comprehensive plan to see that and identify it. But if you don't have it in front of you, you don't know that. You can use online tools. You can meet with me, a financial planner, to map out these needs. And don't forget when you're doing this, and this is sometimes when you need the help, don't forget inflation costs. The prices raise over time. Just go back to what did a loaf of bread cost back in 1989, you know, 39 cents.
Yeah.
What is it worth today? They're $4, $5, $3. Well, you can get it on sale, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Things go up and you have to figure that in because now you're going to be on a fixed income, right?
Yeah. Inflation, silent killer. And a lot of people don't realize that they have to work that into the plan. Just like earlier, you said, create a budget for those big purchases. Maybe the first year you're retired, you're going to take the whole family, all your kids and grandkids to Disney World. You're going to fly them in, pay for their stay, pay for the tickets. You do that for a week and you're talking about a significant amount of money. Where's that going to come from? You don't want to pull it out of the market at that time in case the market's down. You want to have that set aside. That's money you need within the first year. So where's that coming from? That's the power of working with a financial professional and creating a retirement income plan and budget with someone like yourself, Todd. And you said you're going to need 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income, but everybody's different. And I sure agree with everybody's different because I'm going to need at least 70% of my pre-retirement income just for pizza buffets. I'm thinking around 70%.
You know, wouldn't that be fun? I don't ever think about that, but not just taking the humor on that, but fact is when I retire, there's a lot of places I want to go that I haven't gone for. And
yes,
and that's restaurants.
Yeah. Maybe you want to tour Europe and try different restaurants, or tour the US and go to Texas and eat barbecue for 2 weeks. You know,
I'm talking, there's places in Minnesota I want to go to.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
You know,
yes,
there's just places all over the place I want to see.
I'll see you at Manny's.
I'm there.
I keep waiting for you to buy, I'm going to go to Manny. I'll meet you at Manny's. And I just think,
have you been
God's picking up the tab?
Have you been there?
I have been there in my life. I've been there 5 times, and I shouldn't be proud of this. I've never had to pay. I've always been a guest and I've never paid, but I have been to Manny's, and I will say, and this is just, I'm not trying to plug someone. I will say it's the best food I've eaten in Minnesota.
Yes, it is.
In my opinion.
Mine too. I've been there 3 times. I paid once. But
there you go. That's you and I are doing it right. Because I'll tell you what, you need a pretty big bank account if you're the one buying for more than just yourself and even yourself. But
it is an event. I mean, really,
it's an event.
If you've never been there, it is an event. You're going to spend
a lot of money.
The waiter we had had
worked there over 20 years.
Oh, really?
That's the kind of establishment this is. The waiter had been a waiter there, not like moved up or down. He had been a waiter that's his full-time job for over 20 years, and he's still there. So that place is something else, and the food is something else. And if you order the lobster, it's flown in from Chesapeake Bay every morning fresh. I mean, it's just, that place is kind of ridiculous. And, if you eat there once in your life, you're probably good. But I've just had the fortune of being in the business I'm in. I've had people come into town and say, hey, I want to go to Manny's. And I'm like, you do? And they invite me along. And I'm like, okay. And I tell my wife, I go, I might need to bring our credit card. We might have to go into hock on this one. And I always offer, but I've been fortunate. My brother-in-law had his wife's birthday party there, and he paid. And there were like 9 of us. I don't want to see that bill. I don't want to even think about it, right?
Yeah. I know.
So, but this is all in budgeting, right?
That's right. This is all about budgeting.
Yeah.
And if that's your wish and goal and desire, and that's something you should be writing down, and that's part of your budget,
you need
to figure out how you're going to do those special things. And that means, okay, I'm going to have all my things in life, my insurances, my food, my rent, and all those things. But I want to put a slush fund away so that every 2 years or one every year, I have the money set aside to do those extra special things. That's part of the budget. We have lots of things to talk about when it comes to your budget. And you need to have that on the front side of your retirement so you know what you're going to need to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking getting by. It's your whole life. It's everything. It's treating your wife. It's treating your kids.
Yeah.
It's treating yourself to the things you deserve for working all those years that hard and crazy.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. This is a pre-retirement thing. This is about diversifying your investments, because you don't want to get close to retirement and then the bottom falls out and you have one share or one company's stock and they go bankrupt, right? So now you had $500,000 or $750,000 in a stock, and it was one company like Enron. And the day before you retire, they go bankrupt and you don't know what happened. So you have to be diversified. Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Even if you love a company, or your grandpa, your dad, and you have worked for the same company for years and always gotten the company stock, you can't let emotion or sentiment dictate where your money is at. You've got to do what's right for your future, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I've told you this, Tony, since we've been together, but I had a client over in Rush City that worked for Enron for 28 years.
Oh, wow.
He had $3 million worth of stock
in
Enron.
No.
And I met with him before he retired, but he was so attached to that stock that he wouldn't diversify. And I told him, let's just get a third out. Let's get it diversified into this, this, and this. And he said, I've been with this company for 28 years. This company is not going to go down. There's nothing that's going to happen. Well, guess what? 6 months later, Enron crashed. His $3 million went down to $2,800.
Yep.
It was just gone. So you have to be diversified. And I can tell you story upon story where that's happened, especially 2008. You know, I had 40 people that were ready to retire, and all of a sudden their 401ks dropped 40, 50, and 60%. A lot of those people had to keep working. They didn't have the money to do what they wanted to do. Some retired, some recovered, but it took 10 years to do that.
Yeah. You can't, if you're getting closer to retirement, you can't have all your eggs in one basket, and you can't have everything at risk, right?
Absolutely. The common rule is you need to, if you're working stocks, bonds, and a mixture, you really need to have a professional, unless you've been doing it yourself all your life, tell you the ups and downs, the differences there are in your investments, in your portfolio. And if you're using a 401k, there's guidance there too. There's target funds that divide it out. The older you get, the more it goes into safer investments. There's other ways to do that. But that is so important that it doesn't happen to you. And I'm not saying you have to have everything and guaranteed and know what your interest is. And I know there's some risk tolerance there that you're going to have, but make sure that risk tolerance is the right for you. And you can go to my website and pull up our risk tolerance guide there. You put answer 11 questions, and it's going to give you a score. It's going to give you a score, and you're going to look at it and says, well, I should be more secure, less risk, or you're able to handle more risk. But you need to know where that is for you, not for me. That's a personal decision that you need to know about your risk tolerance, but you have to be diversified during your pre-retirement.
Yeah, that's an important one. Diversify your investments, and that's pre-retirement advice right there. So I think that's great. So that's number three. What's number four on the list?
Well, before we get there, you know, we're just getting started with the 12 things you know in pre-retirement. I thought we better throw this in. If you're looking for help, don't worry about it. You can call me, or you can call another financial professional. If you want to talk to me, all you have to do is pick up a phone at 855-22-MONEY. That's 855-226-6639. Put it on your to-do list. Let's sit down and chat about it. There's no cost. There's no obligation to just sit down. I'll give you my Safe Money Kit, which has all the tools you'll need to either come back or even be able to do your inventory yourself. And if you don't have time right now to meet with me, and my schedule's a little bit tight, but you certainly can call and we can send you our Safe Money Kit, and you'll see what's in there. It has my philosophy about doing business with you. It talks about what I've done in the past, what I'm doing in the future. It has inventory for you to make a good pre or post retirement budget. But it's up to you. You have to make the call. You have to go to my website or make the call or stop on Main Street, 139 Union Street in Mora. To pick that up. There's no pressure, but you need to have the information so that you can start making the right decisions. So remember, my phone call is 855-22-MONEY or 855-226-6639. Give me a call today. I know I threw a commercial in there and we have a lot to cover, but number four would be healthcare. And healthcare has been on the top of my subject this week with renewals going in and what the changes are and all those things. But this is a big concern for retirees. Medicare kicks in at 65, but it doesn't cover everything like dental, vision, or long-term care. A 65-year-old retiree today might need $300,000 for healthcare costs alone. That's a lot of money. And how are you going to cover that? What coverage are you going to have? How can you put that in your budget? What are your co-pays? And if you're pre-retiree, do you have an HSA account? Are you eligible for an HSA account where you're putting money away pre-taxed to pay for those expenses pre-taxed when you retire that you're not paying tax on? They're tax advantaged for medical expenses. After retirement, research Medicare supplements. What is a supplement? What is a advantage plan? What is a cost plan? How much does long-term care insurance cost? Can you afford it? Locally here, the long-term care in memory care is $12,000 a month. In the nursing home, it can go as high as $17,000 a month. Are you in a position to figure that out? Are you going to be able to put your assets in a place that you're going to be able to keep those dollars for your community spouse? The community spouse is the one at home. Are they going to be protected with income and assets so that they can live comfortably if you spend down all your assets for those cares? That's what you need to put on your list of checklists for retirement. That's up to you. It really is. I can't tell you how many people have been in my office getting the notice of a spouse going into the nursing home and don't have a clue of what they have to do. And I give them a list of the things they need to do, who to contact, how MA works, medical assistance, what they have to give up. It's important you know that ahead of time so that you don't bankrupt yourself at home. You get to keep a large sum of money. Well, in comparison to the way it used to be you got to keep 50% of your assets, cash assets, up to $100,000. And so if you had $30,000, you got to keep $15,000. If you had $60,000, you got to keep $30,000. Now a spouse can keep a little over $150,000 and then do your spend down with your other assets. That's new. It's helpful. You're not going to be losing everything to those long-term care costs. But you need to know those ahead of time. And if you don't, reach out. Like I said, I've had a lot of people and a lot of tears in my office over the years because they'd already spent down to nothing. They've sold a house. They've spent their cash down. Know what your limits are. Know what you can do to protect yourself. And maybe long-term care insurance is the issue. If you have enough money and can afford that, that's probably a good answer. But you have to know where you're going and what's going to happen in the end result so you don't bankrupt or impoverish the spouse at home.
Yeah, that's huge. And obviously, you don't want to leave your loved ones in a bad situation, your spouse. You have to understand how this all works. And healthcare is one of the biggest expenses you're going to have in retirement, too.
Absolutely. And you see it every day. And I've been doing drug lists this week for Medicare supplements because that's one of the biggest things of putting that part of the plan together. Oof. And some of the costs of these drugs. And the thing is, on drugs, everybody says, well, yeah, we only have to pay $2,100 a year. Now we have that limit. But you forget, a lot of people forget, if it's not in the formulary of the insurance company you're working with, those numbers don't count. So you have to have.
They don't count toward the $2,100?
Not at all. Those are, they're like buying drugs from Canada.
So they don't count.
They don't count. So that's one of the hardest things I do on a daily basis during open enrollment is try to find the Part D plan that where we can capture all of the drugs that you're taking. And I have a limit. I've been kind of keeping track this year. I have one client that's had 122 drugs they were on. So
that's insane.
That's insane.
I just can't even wrap my head. I thought my dad had a lot, you know. He's both my mom and dad are in long-term care, but that's crazy.
They take 9 in the morning. They take 10 in the afternoon. They take this and that in the evening. And then the time you look at all the different bottles, man, they need a professional.
Yeah. Well, hey, we are out of time completely for today's show. We're at the end of our time, Todd. Before we go, we'll continue this next week. But before we go, one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, first off, just pick up the phone. Give me a call at 855-22-MONEY. That's 855-226-6639. You can come downtown Mora, 139 South Union. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee. Let's talk about your situation. Pick up a Safe Money kit. You can go to yoursafemoneyshow.com. You can pick up shows of this one, your past ones. I think there's 19 different shows there you can list to get caught up. And we will catch up on all of these points next week. And I promise, if I can't prove it, don't do it.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Your Safe Money Show with our host, Todd Schoberg.
We're here to help you succeed on Your Safe Money Show.
Your Safe Money Show is brought to you by Schoberg and Holmstrom Financial Services in Mora, Minnesota. The agency is an independently owned and operated and is not affiliated with any other Safe Money or government agency. Call the office at 855-22-MONEY, 855-226-6639 for your no-obligation appointment or visit yoursafemoneyshow.com.